Victoria Williams' Musings of a Creek Dipper is her first new collection of material in more than 3 years, during which time she struggled with an on-again, off-again battle with multiple sclerosis, for which she had been diagnosed in 1992. Williams joined this summer's Lilith Tour for 10 dates. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that Musings of a Creek Dipper has a simple directness to its art that gives its music a special force.
Here's what happened. The other night I woke at 4 in the morning. I was at Fred's house, on the couch, on the porch, and the moon was full. I walked over to the corral. There saw the magic. The horse was kneeling on the ground, holding court with 15 rabbits. Cashmere's corn.
In the best of Victoria Williams' songs, as on that one called Cashmere's Corn, she cobbles together an idiosyncratic combination of folk and country music, plus the sort of low-key rock and roll that Graham Parsons of the Byrds might have come up with. She takes her time getting to her point, drifting off conversationally to abandon realistic imagery, to come up with visions of, as she sings on this song, horses that kneel to hold court with 15 rabbits. In the past, the results have often been precious or coy, but on this album, they cohere as urgent messages from the heart.
When I was a little kid, I'd have to sit like most kids did, counting as the train cars passed, waiting for the very last. Oh, to see the old man waving his overalls and his hair all gray, smiling in the sun. Nowadays it ain't no use, there's no caboose. Can't understand how they can take the job from a kind old man, steal the joy from a young child's heart just when it gets to the groovy part. Nowadays it ain't no use, there's no caboose. Over mountains they crawl. Why did you go to every town, one and all?
Now there's a whole song built around the idea that Victoria is really disappointed and kind of angry that most trains that run past her house don't have cabooses on them anymore. Lots of folk-based young singer-songwriters try for a kind of willed nostalgia, to dramatize a regret they've never really experienced because they know it makes for good drama. With Williams, the yearning for a caboose seems as heartfelt and intense as her desire, in other songs, for a good marriage and good work to do. In the past, I must admit that Williams' high, curling voice has sometimes driven me a little crazy with its cuteness and apparent affectations. On this album, I love the way she's playing around with that voice, acknowledging its mannerisms and using them for emotional payoffs.
Who's gonna bury the last man when he dies? All the money in the world can't help you. If the world don't fire, the world don't fire. You can just go on. I used to think you could talk. Anybody gonna say?
Raised in Shreveport, Louisiana, Williams launched her music career in Los Angeles, where she found a kindred spirit in mannered eccentricity with producer-composer Van Dyke Parks and with Peter Case, leader of the terrific L.A. punk-pop band The Plimsolls. She married Case, but it didn't last. Williams has relocated for medical and spiritual reasons to Joshua Tree, California, not far from where Gram Parsons' ashes were scattered, and where she now lives with her new husband, Mark Olson, of the band The Jayhawks. There, Williams is making music that uses what she calls the occasional flapping around of her hands to make precise, meticulous music about unruly, difficult to pin down, yet lyrically precise feelings.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Musings of a Creek Dipper by Victoria Williams.